Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many healthcare experts say the U.S. will not wrestle down healthcare spending unless consumers help push prices down. Though healthcare finance is tough to explain and understand, even in the medical mecca of Boston, it's not stopping grassroots groups that played a key role in passing the state's healthcare law from getting involved in the cost debate. Last night, they held their first rally on healthcare spending at a church in Roxbury.
Will you join me in this effort? Will you rise up tonight and say it's time to get busy? It's time to go into action. It's time to believe we can change this state now. We can change the nation one more time.
That was Reverend Herman Hamilton, president of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, who joins us right now to talk about this campaign. Good morning, Reverend, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us what this is all about.
Well, what this is about is organizing hundreds and hundreds of our leaders who are, in fact, the consumers and the patients, and essentially putting enormous pressure on the legislative process to try to make sure that we have a long-term fix legislatively by the end of this year to the extraordinarily rise of health care premiums. That has to stop and has to stop now.
And you see people, you see consumers as essential to this move.
Absolutely. If you're talking about the billions of dollars that are being spent on health care, patients and consumers, we ought to be organized, we ought to be sitting at every table of power, and we ought to weigh in strongly and significant on getting this whole issue resolved.
And if you are sitting at that table, what's the message?
Well, the message is pretty simple, and that is that we've got to change the delivery system, and we've got to change the payment system ultimately. The rise of health care premiums means that there's less money for public safety, less money for public education, more teachers being laid out. It means that our wages have been stagnant. So we need a long-term, solid fix, and we need it quickly.
One of the messages, as I understand it, is that the state should require that hospitals and doctors charge reasonable prices. What's that mean?
It means a number of things. One, it means, as a matter of fact, the Attorney General report came out a few months ago that essentially suggested that the prices are more or less all over the place. And while there are a number of things that ultimately drive the price, at the end of the day, prices are being driven simply by the fact that many hospitals are able to set them pretty much at whatever level they want to set them. We want to make sure that prices that are being set for any number of services make sense.
Is part of this about, though, or should part of this be about telling consumers or patients that they have to accept some limits, too, in healthcare, that it's the patient's responsibility to help control healthcare spending by perhaps not seeking that extra consultation or not seeking that treatment that may or may not be necessary?
Absolutely. We think while we're going to be very diligent in holding hospitals and insurers and doctor organizations accountable for doing their part to bring down their costs, we expect that we as a consumer organization will be saying, let's do our part as well.
How are you going to get people involved when much of the healthcare system for many people is largely not understandable? You look at a hospital bill and it's full of jargon, and you look at the system as a whole, and I think a lot of people are going to feel powerless about doing anything.
Well, that's one of the fears. From our perspective, what we're going to do, we have developed, we've just received a major grant, about $500,000 grant, to develop a webinar, which means that you have the opportunity of sitting down at your computer and learning everything that you need to know in order to get involved and make a difference here in the state of Massachusetts. Surely regular, everyday people have the capacity to learn enough to make a difference.
I'm sure you believe that this idea, this movement, will be successful, but how will you measure success?
Well, we actually have come up with five benchmarks by which we will make sure that whatever legislative piece comes out, these benchmarks are part of it. So one, for example, is to make sure that consumers are involved in payment reform decisions. Second, we want to make sure that whatever is the end product does not simply promote a sick care, but rather a health care system. That means restructuring payments Third, we want to make sure that everybody's health is protected. Fourth, we want to make sure that it promotes public health. And fifth, we want to make sure that there is a fair payment oversight and that, payments are transparent and that there's accountability.
The Reverend Herman Hamilton is president of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization.